Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's May 14th. It's Sabres Live, and it is a day that we never forget in our community, and we must remember and think of these names and these families. Ruth Whitfield, Roberta Drury, Aaron Salter Jr., Haywood Patterson, Pearl Young, Geraldine Talley, Celestine Cheney, Catherine Massey, Margus Morrison, and Andre McNeil. It has been 3 years since the mass shooting in Buffalo, and if it never gets easier for us to speak of this moment, just imagine what it's like for these families. Marty, this is... It's so hard to put into words, and you and I are sitting today thousands of miles apart, and it actually brings us closer somehow because of the importance of community and never forgetting the horrific racial events of May 14th, 2022.
Yeah, and it's been 3 years, and I think that we have to continue to educate, support one another, and to take care of our community. I mean, this is something that for years, right, has happened in other parts of the world and other parts of the country. And I always felt like, Buffalo had such a strong support and community-based approach to everything. And obviously it was somebody from, not from here, that came to Buffalo to inflict such disaster, but again, we have to be able to help one another, continue to think about one another, and move forward, but never forget. It's been 3 years, and we have to always remember this day on May 14th and how it all affected ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, and our community in that time.
So today we sit here and stay together as a community. Our purpose here on this show, of course, to talk about what's unfolding from a Sabres standpoint, from an Amherst standpoint, as they get their series going tonight against Laval. Head coach Michael Leone will join us a little bit later on in the show. Later on this week, Banditland comes alive on Friday night for game one of the NLL Finals. And of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs continuing on two fronts tonight. And on one last night, here's what you may have missed.
Bradley across the line, a wide out shot, and scores! Michael Bradley, power play goal! Here's Bradley, 2-on-1. Bradley shoots and scores! Side to the right of Hellebuck, and he shoots! Bradley,
It's a 3-1 series lead now for Dallas after securing two wins on home ice after the opening split that they achieved in Winnipeg. So, Marty, there's a lot to look at here from the Stars' standpoint, having Miro Heiskanen back in, having a star standout performance from Jake Oettinger and a trick from Mikael Granlund. And there's the road woes that continue for Winnipeg, who may not see another road game now unless they win on home ice to extend the series. I think Granlund is a great starting point here. I don't know if you agree with that.
I agree with that. Look, the Dallas Stars went 11-7 yesterday because they decided to, well, they had Miro Heiskanen back in the lineup. They wanted to go seven defensemen to help a transition. So what does that do? Well, that put Mikko Rantanen and give him more ice time. He played more than any other forwards. But when you look at that line with Roope Hintz, Granlund, and Rantanen, the Finns, they've been flying. They've been a great line, but they mixed and matched a little bit because they had 11 forwards. And Granlund kind of took it upon himself to have an impact on the power play, to have an impact at 5-on-5. He was really good. He scored the three goals, but he had other chances. And so when it comes to playoff stuffer, everybody knows that you do pre-scouting, you do video on the goaltenders. And this is interesting because Granlund scored three goals and all three of them were glove side, high glove side on Connor Hellebuck. Now, the third one is a one-timer. He's shooting, to try to hit the net and it goes to the glove side, boom. But the other two, he didn't really look at the net. He got an opportunity and he thought, I'm going to the glove side. And the Dallas Stars are kind of piggybacking off of what St. Louis did in the first round and took advantage of that side on Connor Hellebuck. Now, a little homework through Sports Logic numbers. 17 of 37 goals that Connor Hellebuck has given up in the playoffs this year have been to the high glove side. That's almost 50%. Like this season, he was 28% of the goals given up were glove side. He was below the league average. He was better than the league average, which is about 33%. He is way above now. Like they're taking advantage of, and I think it has to do with playing the same goalie over and over again, doing the video, having the muscle memory, the recognition. Oh, let's shoot there. Like when you don't play the same goalie every game, it changes and maybe your brain isn't fast enough thinking like, oh, I got to go there. But game four in the playoffs, Granlund showed that he knew exactly where to go on those goals.
Well, I could put a spin that would involve an old phrase and say it's not where, it's how many. And that's the concern here, because I distinctly recall during Andrei Vasilevsky's dominance with Tampa that there were also graphics, anecdotal evidence of where teams are scoring on him. But the fact is he wasn't allowing that many, so it didn't matter. And it's kind of the same thing here. Like, I could care less where they are scoring on him. It's the fact that they are scoring so much. And again, we come back to the team concept of it here. How has Winnipeg become what they've become here, especially the home and road splits, which you were talking about leading in to the show? Like, come on, this is a great, use that term loosely, but based on regular season, they were a great road team. So what has happened here?
They lost their offense. That's what has happened. And they have everybody on the roster. Scheifele is there and Ehlers is there and Vilardi is there. Kyle Connor is there. They got everybody, right? They lost their offense. They were the third best offense all season long, scoring 3.35 goals per game. In the first round, it dropped to three. And okay, you're going to say, well, they scored 21 goals in seven games. That's three. But let's not forget, they went to overtime. They went to double overtime. So really, goals per 60 is less than that, right? In the regular season, maximum, you play 65 minutes. But usually, it's 60. Yep. So, and then this round, they've got nine goals in eight games. And their win, they scored four. So they have five goals in the other three games, which is less than two. They lost their offense. They only have six players with the Jets that have scored a goal in the second round. Nino Niederreiter scored a couple. Ehlers has scored a couple. Connor, Lowry, Vilardi, and Scheifele. Those are the ones. Like, where is Namestnikov, who's your second line center? Where is, well, in the first round, Iafallo was playing top line because there was no Vilardi. Now he's not there. He was elevated yesterday, but He hasn't produced yet. Maybe it's because he's not been given the opportunity, but where's your depth? They have no goals from the defense in round two. Like, where's Morrissey scoring? Where's Pionk scoring? Where's that needs to happen. I feel like Connor Hellebuck's not been the problem in this series. He gave up five in game three, but again, the third goal shouldn't have counted, in my opinion, and then we go on from there. Well, he wasn't the problem yesterday. He gave up three. I get it, but you only scored one. Like, yeah. If he had given up two, you'd only score one.
But he wasn't as good as the other guy last night, which I'm sure goaltenders take personally in these moments, correct?
Jake Oettinger has been fantastic and was great last night once again. Mm-hmm. And yes, that goes hand in hand. You know, Winnipeg's not scoring, but Jake Oettinger is also being great. But Kyle Connor at 1-1 has an unbelievable opportunity. He has a wide open net. He shot it right at the goalie's pad. Was that on Jake Oettinger? Okay, he made the play, but Kyle Connor's got to put it in the net. And then it's 2-1 for Dallas. Kyle Connor gets a shorthanded breakaway. He has the whole net to put it on the backhand, right? And then, boom, Oettinger makes the save. They score later on the power play, make it 3-1. There was two big moments where Kyle Connor had a chance to put it in the net, and 99% of the time he probably does, and he didn't, and that was the difference.
Well, 20% of the time as a good shooter, he would do it, right? Based on shooting percentages.
I will say 75% of those opportunities go in.
Yes, you definitely have to narrow that down in your search for high-quality scoring opportunities, and then that and those were certainly them in the loss to Dallas last night. Now, I do want to loop back to Granlund for a second. He's been an interesting, good player, largely, yes, throughout the course of his career. I was really on the kind of Granlund alert bandwagon at the start of the year, like we often do. You're looking at, okay, where is a player playing? What's his contract status? What's his likelihood of being moved? But it wasn't just how he started this year with the woeful San Jose Sharks. Mm-hmm. It was how he had found his game again last year, coming to the Sharks on the heels of a colossal disappointment with Nashville, on the heels of a great season and big contract, and his brief time in Pittsburgh. It was like, wait a minute, what happened to Mikael Granlund here? So I'm going to do a little spontaneous trivia with you. Over the last two seasons, Mikael Granlund has the exact same amount of points as this Buffalo Sabre. Who is he?
Alex Tuck.
Alex Tuck is the correct answer. He has one fewer point than this Buffalo Sabre.
J.J. Paterka.
No, Rasmus Dahlin.
Oh.
He has two fewer points than this Buffalo Sabre.
J.J. Paterka.
Tage Thompson.
Okay.
We talk a lot and glowingly about Thompson, Dahlin, and Tuck, do we not?
Yes.
So what is the narrative? What is the perception of Mikael Granlund? This player has 126 points the last 2 years. He was brought in with a defenseman that they desperately needed because of the Haskinen injury in Cody Ceci, and the two of them combined only cost Dallas a first-round pick and a fourth, but who cares? Like, I'm punting the fourth every day and whatever, until it becomes Ryan Miller, which was a fifth. We'll talk about it another day.
You don't even need the fourth-round pick in an offer sheet. There's no offer sheets that you need your fourth-rounder. They don't want the fourth-rounder.
But do you think our audience and others who don't, you know, need to pay particular attention to a Mikael Granlund would be mildly surprised by those production numbers that he's there with Tuck, Granlund, or Tuck, Thompson, and Dahlin?
Yeah, I think that's very surprising. And look, when I knew he had the points, but I never put it in that – in that kind of image of saying, like, a context of, hey, look at Tage. And look, and Mikael Granlund is also, he played, you know, 100 and what, like, he played 83 games this year because of the trade. So he's been healthy. He's played most of the games. Look, Tage has missed some time, and Dahlin's missed some time, and Tuck has missed a little bit. But it's still, to me, the point total is important. The goals are important. And then when you look at his contribution right now, he's playing top line. And I know it's like the Finns, right? It's Roope Hintz, Mikko Rantanen, Mikael Granlund. They're playing together. They got a buzz. But when you're given the opportunity, you got to produce. Granlund is producing. And how do you get the opportunity? Well, you have to produce beforehand. If he hadn't produced in San Jose, there's no way the Dallas Stars are saying, we need Mikael Granlund. And we're going to get Cody Ceci with that. Cody Ceci plays the third most minutes on the Dallas blue line. Like, that's how important he's been. Oh, by the way, he's a right-hand shot that is a stay-at-home defenseman. Maybe the Sabres are going to look into it this summer, because that would be one of those guys that maybe you don't have to pay $7 million like Aaron Ekblad or whatever, but you could pay three and get a Cody Ceci to be a stay-at-home right-shot defenseman to be on your team.
Yeah, I'm glad you engaged me here in this conversation with Granlund, because again, he's a UFA, CC's a UFA. Yeah. We're trending towards that period of time where we start looking across, you know, the lists of all the different types of free agents. But again, I think for you and me, and hopefully for, you know, those that are in on this show on a daily basis, like, without the Sabres being in the playoffs, you want to be watching for other reasons. And I think it's important to constantly look and compare and speculate and wonder, you know, well, how would this player fit here? And how would this player fit? And who does he compare to? And all this. And Granlund, like, I'm not making him be a be-all and end-all player. It's just on nights like last night, you recognize, okay, well, what type of player are we talking about here? And he hadn't been a huge scorer in this postseason. Now he's got, you know, a nice number, but it's very reflective of what he's been over the course of his career, which is roughly 600 points in 900 games, right? Like, nowhere close to a point a game, but good. And sometimes good is what you need, right?
Yeah, but
like,
if you're Granlund,
yeah,
and you're UFA, and you're on the line with Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen, and the Olympics are next year, and you could be the same line with Team Finland, and all of it. Like, you're
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Probably not going to go anywhere else. You're probably going to want to stay with the same trio so that you go to the Olympics, your top line, and you're getting that experience, right? I mean, I would assume they're going to figure a way to get it done.
And again, it speaks to the depth of Dallas, and that's super important at this time of year. We've talked about it all year long with the Rochester Americans, who start their series against Laval tonight. It's the North Division Final. It begins at Blue Cross Arena at 7 o'clock. The layoff is done 13 days behind them, and it is Rochester and Laval beginning this evening. Game 2 goes on Friday night at Blue Cross Arena before the series shifts north of the border. Head coach Michael Leone is with us, and we are grateful that we are finally with you again and talking about the start of this series. Michael, I know every opening game is exciting, but when it puts an end to all of this preparation time, what is it like today?
I think everybody's just really excited. You know, it's get a little bit just, you know, you only could have so many meetings and you only could prepare so much for the game. And now you just got to go out there and play. I think, you know, we're, the layoff is the layoff. I know I've got asked a lot about it, but it was just, I always say, well, I'd rather have finished in three games than play game five, you know? Yeah. So I look at it in the positive is, you know, we got really good practice days. Guys were able to get back, like Rusek should be good to go tonight. Comey's back. So it allowed us to get healthy. And I think this is probably the first time we've had a full lineup since game four to the regular season. So I'm excited to see our group play. There'll be a little feeling out process, I'm sure, for both teams. You know, they had a layoff too, wasn't as long. But everybody's just excited and ready to compete.
Okay, we usually ask you about your team, but I am going to start asking about Laval because you know them well. Yep. They're really, really well balanced. They got some good veterans. That top line, Dauphin, Farrell, Barry Boulay, like what did they bring and how do you, now that you have the first two games at home, like how do you match up against those, that line specifically with your, maybe, you know, it's Rusek, somebody that's going to be playing against them?
Yeah, no, it's nice to hear a question about Laval because I haven't been asked about their team a lot in the past couple of weeks, but especially with their top line Dauphin's, a really experienced player, played in the Swiss Pro League. He has the ability to just really control the game. And if you look at that line, they really don't have, like, I guess you would say a net front presence. They're a really good cycling team below the circles, especially with those guys, almost like a Shiri where a lot of their plays, we call them resets, where they go below the goal line and Barbrulé kind of hides out below the goal line and he gets lost and he's really good at finding space. And they make a lot of plays into the slot, like soft areas in the slot. They're really good at finding those areas. And, you know, we talked a lot about matchups. I could easily put Dunner, Cozy, and someone else on the line, but then you kind of get away from playing four lines and matchups. So we feel our top guys are really good at defending, and the best thing to do is make them defend. And when you have the puck, so we'll probably go our best versus their best. And we like that matchup. Like Cooley was matched up, or Oz, against those top guys in Syracuse, and they did a great job. Mm-hmm. Because I just think sometimes you can get caught up in not getting your top guys out there if you have a full checking line. We got four. We feel the strength of our team is four lines deep, and we like playing them that way. So you'll probably see, I guess you would say, best on best tonight.
The defense, your defense, is pretty healthy. Yep. Komarov has benefited from this break. How good do you feel for him about coming back in tonight?
Yeah, Comey. You know, we talk about the forwards a lot just with their development, but Comey's really turned into a really good shutdown defenseman. If you look at the start of the season, he took a lot of penalties because his feet and his skating coming from the Quebec Major Junior League was a huge jump. Now he's done a really good job defending with his feet, using his stick. You know, he's breaking up a lot more plays. He's holding the blue line, and then he's got a competitive spirit to him where he's really good boxing out in front of the net. He does have offensive abilities. He's able to exit our zone, and, you know, he's been great. And then Klager's always been really good, but I think he's doing a great job away from the puck with his gaps and his skating, defending in a different way than Comey would. So the D-Core, Dev has been great, but I think our D-Core as a whole has done a really good job of defending in front of Dev, where, you know, Dev's going to make saves that other goalies don't make, but we're also doing a really good job with those second and third opportunities of getting pucks away from the inner slot where, you know, instead of giving up, you know, 10 to 12 chances a game, we're under 7-5, and it's a huge difference.
The goalie matchup's interesting because that it is Levi against Caden Primo. They're both Northeastern alum, and they played there, so they have that history. Or if it's Levi against Jacob Fowler. Fowler's the new shiny toy coming out of U.S. college, so it's going to be cool. You coached him at the program, right? That's right.
Not at the program. We actually had a junior A challenge, kind of like USA USHL like best. So I had him. Very confident kid. He's a really good goalie.
Yeah.
He knows he's good. I don't know for sure, but I think we'll see Primo tonight.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we'll see Primo. Obviously a really good goalie. I think he went 20-2 and experience. So either way, I you know, everybody says, what's the weakness? Well, you got to get to the net. Well, everybody says that about goalies, take away his eyes. But I think it's creating those second, third opportunities. We have the ability when we're playing really good is to really lean on teams. And I think you saw that the second half of this, especially this series where we started to play more connected of just getting second, third opportunities, and special teams are extremely important. Our power play did a great job of, you know, especially with Yuri getting a shot off, regardless of who's in the net, that's a tough save to make. So yeah, it's really similar teams, to be honest with you. The goaltending's really good. Their decor is probably built a little different, but then forwards, a lot of veterans, a lot of young players. So it should be a really good competitive series.
Did you do anything different as a coach here from, you know, for lack of a better term, team building standpoint in all this off time? Did something fun come out of this break?
Yeah, we had a like 3-on-3, like right after the break, right after we gave the guys the 3 days off, we had Pacer played for Jeff Blashill in the AHL the year they won in Grand Rapids. They kind of did like a 3-on-3 tournament. So we did a 3-on-3 tournament with they kind of made like a trophy. So that was pretty neat. Guys, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, we play a lot of small area games. So guys, you know, whether it's golf or something, there's always something on the table. But we try to, especially those days coming out of the break where it was, I don't want to say meaningless, but we were going to have a couple more days off after that. We tried to make it where our group has done a great job all year. They love coming to the rink, but try to give them, you know, just something different, doing little things. Like we had Evan, one of our, he helps out Tones in the hockey operations side. We took one of his clips where he got laid out in a shinny hockey game. So we showed that. Just like different things to where you keep it. And the guys just love being around each other. Like I haven't, you know, this is my first year coaching pro hockey, but I've been fortunate to be on a lot of winning teams. And it's just, it's a great group and they really love each other and they care about each other. And that's why I think I get most excited about watching our team play.
Leo, I'm looking at that roster from the Junior A challenge that you had. So you say you had Fowler, you had Garrett Brown, Curtis Brown's kid, a defenseman. You had Gavin McCarthy, obviously, Clarence Center from Buffalo is a Buffalo pick. You had Jake Richard. You had Cole Knubel that I know because I played with his dad, Mike. Ryan St. Louis, Marty St. Louis' kid. Like, where were you guys in the Junior A challenge? Because it's always a small town in Canada usually for that, right?
Yeah, we were in Cornwall.
Oh yeah, so they do it in Cornwall often.
And I knew Gav from before because I did a Hulinka tournament. Gav was on that team. I know Richie pretty well, and we were in Cornwall. We ended up winning that tournament.
Oh yeah,
okay. Yeah. So it was knew, and you know him a lot too from just my time in the USHL, whether I was in Green Bay or the national program, 40-man camp. A lot of these kids have, you know, try out for the national team, so. I have a really good relationship with Jacob and those other guys as well.
Michael, good luck tonight. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Head coach Michael Leone, the Amerks, they're up against Laval this evening. It is game one of the best of five, and we will be back on Sabres Live after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.